This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's spend another couple of minutes on jobs, because there is something that Neela and Sudeep and I didn't get to, the question of what kind of job growth the economy is going to be able to produce, given that economic growth is also, fine, and that's kind of being kind. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Several analysts greeted the mediocre jobs figures with, yeah, we saw that one coming.
Generally, the rate of jobs gains is starting too slow.
Bill Northey is chief investment officer at U.S. Bank Wealth Management, and he says recent turmoil in global markets and turbulence in domestic politics have really cramped robust growth and job creation. Plus, he says as the unemployment rate falls, it actually becomes more difficult for employers to hire the qualified workers they need.
And as you get closer and closer to full employment, it's going to be hard to sustain that level of job creation.
Karen Mills ran the Small Business Administration. She's now at Harvard, and she pays special attention to the struggles of small business owners.
They were so hard hit that they still are a little bit cautious whether or not the future is going to be bright enough to invest in new people.
And she says recently their confidence level has fallen. There is a more optimistic view out there that April's lousy job numbers could be an anomaly, a seasonal variation. That's economist Aparna Matter's view at the American Enterprise Institute.
To me, 160,000 sounds really low, and I'm hoping it's a blip. We will get the GDP growth, and we will get strong hiring.
And she sees hopeful signs in today's jobs report as more of the long-term unemployed and part-time workers who want full-time work finally find the jobs they've been looking for. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.